This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, the battle over Britney.
You want a piece of me.
Her father's response to the Free Britney movement, and is Brit sending out secret messages?
It's not really a flower at all. It's just soap.
Then, the business of being Ellen.
Makes me very, very rich.
Her talk show controversy and the money at stake if she goes off the air. Plus, our exclusive with the Biebers. Ready for kids?
I want to put it all on the line.
Then, Cameron Diaz's famous exes and her confessions to Gwyneth Paltrow.
You had some real humdingers in there.
And...
wait, this will be really funny. Are you ready?
Jerry O'Connell is here with a special surprise.
ET starts now.
The Free Britney movement is picking up steam once again after a hearing was held in her conservatorship case today. You know, it has been 12 years since the music superstar lost control of basically everything from her money to her personal affairs.
Why don't they just let me live?
What do we want?
Free Britney!
They feel like maybe she's being confined or something, or held against her will in some capacity.
Spears' family, some Hollywood stars, and now her makeup artists are all taking sides in the Free Britney movement. Spears' former makeup guru posted he's concerned, willing to help, and referenced one music video they worked on, quote, "Sometimes you must scream and shout for those who have no choice."
I want to scream and shout and let it all out.
In today's virtual hearing, lawyers discussed her conservatorship, which is still in effect until August 22nd. The next hearing is August 19th. 2 weeks ago, a source close to the situation told ET Brit's virtual appearance had to be scrapped because four individuals who accessed the court's video system refused to leave the digital hearing room. Meanwhile, on the gram, Britney continues to keep us entertained. Head-to-toe Hannah, aggressive dancing, and this quote, "Go ahead, judge me. Just remember to be perfect the rest of your life." Fans have long thought Brit is using her social media to send out secret SOS messages.
People are sometimes concerned about what they're seeing. Is Britney in control right now of her social media account, or...
Yeah, she is.
Britney's brother Brian recently shot down rumors on a podcast. Their dad also just spoke out, calling claims he's holding his 38-year-old daughter prisoner, quote, "a joke. All these conspiracy theorists don't know anything. It's up to the court of California to decide what's best for my daughter." A source tells ET Britney wants her mom to be in charge of her conservatorship because she feels her desires will be taken more seriously.
She's been in this thing for quite some time now. And, you know, all we can do is kind of hope for the best.
From Britney's estate to Ellen's massive fortune, the talk show host was spotted out yesterday in Santa Monica driving a new $210,000 Lamborghini as her show grapples with allegations of a toxic workplace. Just how much money is at stake?
I think with success and with money, you become more of who you are.
One of the best things about hosting the show is that I get to bring joy and laughter to the world. But the second best thing is that makes me very, very rich.
Ellen is one of the richest women in America. She's worth $330 million.
You shouldn't live your life in fear of money because you're going to manifest that.
Ellen reportedly makes $50 million a year on her talk show. On top of that, there's her game show.
She gets paid around $10 million a year for that.
Endorsement deals, commercials, and her popular digital channel, EllenTube. Oh, and Ellen reportedly got $20 million for her Netflix comedy special, which turned her vast wealth into a running joke.
He said, well, do you think you're still relatable? He said, well, I mean, your life has changed so much. And I said, I know, but I still think I'm relatable. And anyway, just then, Batu, my butler, stepped into the library.
Warner Brothers makes about $35 million a year distributing Ellen's talk show. And NBC? Well, Forbes says the network has been selling a 30-second spot on Ellen for over $50,000.
I think that NBC is going to work pretty hard to keep Ellen, at least not make any decisions right now during the pandemic, unless something a little more damning comes out.
I always thought you were really funny.
Meanwhile, comedian Jay Leno just joined Katie, Kevin, Ashton, and other celebs supporting Ellen. Leno tweeted, I don't discard a 40-year friendship on hearsay. But there's another factor in all of this, ratings.
The biggest thing that could change things is if advertisers start dropping Ellen, right? You saw Ellen's ratings go down last week. She's now fourth behind Dr. Phil, Live with Kelly and Ryan, and Maury. So if Ellen's ratings keep going down or advertisers start dropping out of the show, that's when NBC might look into dropping her.
All right, turning to Justin Bieber now. You know, he was supposed to be on tour right now, but of course the pandemic changed all of that. But he really is enjoying this time, especially with his wife, Haley. Our exclusive with the Biebers is up first in tonight's Know and Tell.
These are my only intentions.
Well, we didn't make any babies, so that's that. We're still pretty newly married. I mean, we'll be celebrating 2 years in September. We've just been enjoying our time with each other and getting to know each other deeper. And we've been road tripping, yeah, which I guess is the best way to like...
staying social distancing.
Social distance, yeah. It's just the two of us.
The Biebers' other summer activities? They got baptized together. For Justin, there's shirtless golf. And the couple also joined the first ever virtual Paley Fest LA, streaming on YouTube. We have an exclusive look at why the Biebs thinks his recent confessions about anxiety and depression were a good thing.
As someone who has such a large platform, I feel like it's my honor to be able to show those weak, those vulnerable sides to say, if Justin, with all these things and, you know, money and fame and all this stuff, still struggles with his mental health, then I'm not alone.
From one famous duo to another, Cameron Diaz joined longtime friend Gwyneth Paltrow on her digital series In Goop Health, The Sessions. Cameron opened up about why she walked away from Hollywood.
I decided to stop making movies and really focus on my personal life, my personal relationships.
What did it feel like to walk away from a movie career of that magnitude?
A peace. I got a peace in my soul because I finally was taking care of myself.
And raising 7-month-old daughter Radix.
When people are like, she's so cute or she's so pretty, I don't want her to identify with those adjectives. All I want to do is help her be her.
And then there's how she finally found true love with Benji Madden. Gwyneth joked about some of Cameron's famous exes, including Justin Timberlake, A-Rod, Matt Dillon, and Jared Leto.
I was afraid I wouldn't, you know, find a partner. I had no luck. You know, I didn't have people that I, in my life.
Yeah, you had some real humdingers in there.
As for Gwyneth, she tells British Vogue how she felt about the famous phrase, conscious uncoupling. It was introduced to her and her first husband, Chris Martin, by their therapist. She admits, frankly, the term sounded a bit full of itself, painfully progressive, and hard to swallow, I was intrigued less by the phrase, but by the sentiment.
Now on to our Big Brother exclusive. Last night was the live two-hour move-in event. And only we talked to the house guests about returning to the show in the middle of a pandemic.
I feel like it's gonna be a pack of hyenas in the house. We are all hungry for a win.
It's time to win. It's time to win.
You should just call me the beach umbrella because I am going to be very shady.
This is absolutely gonna be the most intense, high stakes, craziest season of all time.
Before the big move in, all 16 house guests were individually quarantined for 2 weeks.
They are taking safety super seriously.
I have been tested numerous times. My nose is raw.
Two of the All-Stars are past winners, which means they already have a target on their backs.
Congratulations, Nicole!
I definitely plan on being the first time ever two-time winner.
Congratulations!
What did you do with the money the first time?
I paid off my student loans.
So this time, do you like blow it a little bit more? Like, do you get yourself?
Oh yeah, yeah, I mean, a little bit.
Some other familiar faces.
Bucks and mixed with brains is a deadly combination.
Janelle is back, playing the game for a fourth time, the most of any Big Brother alum.
So this time around, I want to play super cutthroat because it's my last hurrah. So I want to go out with a bang.
Okay, does going out with a bang mean winning?
Yes, definitely winning.
One surprising all-star, fan favorite David from last season, who was banished on night one.
I am ready because this is still the biggest comeback in Big Brother history. If I win this game, I want to meet LeBron James.
The last time I played Big Brother, I started one of the greatest alliances of all time.
At 42, Enzo and Keisha are the oldest house guests. 25-year-olds Nicole A. and Tyler are the youngest. 10 All-Stars are in relationships. 4 of them met their significant others on the show. 6 are currently single, and a few are ready to mingle.
I'm definitely hooking up with somebody. I know that eventually. Will it be 2 people I hook up with? I don't know.
If Christmas decides to like show her face in that house, it might be someone that I could at least have a good conversation with.
I get creeped out by showmances. I do. It's just not my style to be in a showman. I mean, unless my future husband's in that house, then I mean, it is what it is.
Hey, with Big Brother, you never know. And on to a Hollywood fomance that did not last the test of time. Jerry O'Connell on Making Music with Mariah.
I go to bed every night praying I'm going to be in Mariah Carey's memoir.
And we're on set with Anthony Anderson, but it's his mom, Doris, who is stealing the show.
That's not how the game is played!
Shut up! Shut up!
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Let's go.
Mariah Carey is coming out with her memoir in the fall, and we couldn't help but remember that you are famously in that Heartbreaker video, Jerry. How did you end up in the video? I assumed she had asked you.
I think a lot of people must have dropped out in order for me to be there. I was a last minute. They called me hours before that shoot happened. I love the songbird. It was an honor to be in her presence. I understand if I'm not in her memoir.
Well, even if he doesn't end up in Mimi's tell-all, Jerry O'Connell does have this credit to his name, Celeb Trekkie. Wife Rebecca Romijn stars in Discovery.
Hi, Captain.
And now Jerry has a role in the new animated Star Trek series, Lower Decks.
Beam up.
Premiering today on CBS All Access.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah!
It is Downton Abbey for the Star Trek world. Downton Abbey showed us what goes on downstairs of this amazing manor and all this stuff. We're showing you what goes on downstairs in a Starfleet ship.
Jerry, did you just get beamed down? Where are you zooming to me from?
This is a park down the street from my house. I cannot do interviews and Zoom stuff at my house because my children are on TikTok all day long. They do that Megan Thee Stallion challenge.
Can you give me your version of that, Jerry?
The only part I can do is I'm savage. I think that's it, right? You know, one of the moves.
Absolutely nailing it. Gary, we love you, but maybe leave the moves to the kids. And speaking of parenting, up next, we are with Mama Doris getting her to tell the truth about her son, Anthony Anderson.
She's never taken it easy on me in my 49 years of existence on this earth.
And she didn't take it easy on us either. Our wild set visit with Anthony Anderson.
What? Mama, this isn't cable.
Then,
coming up on Thursday, how to read someone's true intentions in dating.
And did you know Elmo's a talk show host now?
We have the Jonas Brothers.
But tonight, we're asking him the tough questions.
What different times of the day does the Cookie Monster come around?
Mama, do you think you can tell when people are actually lying?
You about to tell a lie now.
What's it like to work with your mom? Anthony Anderson gave us the answer during our exclusive pre-quarantine visit to the set of To Tell the Truth.
She's never taken it easy on me in my 49 years of existence on this earth as her son. Mm-hmm. So why would she start now? You would think because I employ her.
We'd love to tell the world that.
Well, if we're being honest, it's Mama Doris and her irreverent sense of humor that has us watching.
I give you the Doris!
Well, I'm worth it, baby.
You were so uncomfortable. You're like, if I ever, what did you say to me?
I said if I ever talked to my mom like that, she would just like curl up and die.
I don't know why Anthony hosts the show. Between you and me, it should just be Doris.
I don't want to do all that reading.
Mama, this isn't cable. This isn't cable.
The mother and son duo are 5 seasons into their ABC game show that airs tonight, challenging celebrity contestants to find out who's telling the truth about their identity.
How do you make a living?
Strongman.
So you know we had to play our own round of Two Truths and a Lie with Mama Doris. I want you to tell me 3 things about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them true, 1 of them a lie, and see if I can guess which one it is.
I crochet. Michelle Obama.
Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
I had sex in 2011. Okay.
That's not how the game is played!
Shut up. Okay, come on.
What is this always?
The world's strongest man hugged me and cracked my ribs. Can you pick me up over your head?
Absolutely.
He made me blush, Anthony.
So what was the lie?
I ain't make Michelle.
There is nobody better than that lady, and that is no lie. Well, honesty is also very important in finding the right partner, somebody who always has your best interest at heart. Well, tonight's Thursday with Matthew Hussey can help you see that.
What are your intentions?
Excuse me?
How do you know what someone's intentions are with you?
Ah, good question.
All you need to do is follow the golden rule of intentions. Watch what they do, not what they say. Why? Because words are cheap, actions have a far harder time lying.
Listing my qualities on your fingers is not going to get you anywhere with me.
Now, there is a caveat to this. What if someone was doing all of the right things, but then they told you they didn't want a relationship?
This isn't going to work for me.
So we have a disclaimer to this rule. Watch what they do, not what they say, unless what they're telling you is difficult to say and is not what you want to hear.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Think of it like a drug commercial. They show you all of these people being happy, they're skipping through a meadow, they don't have any back pain.
The angel of where we are.
And then at the end of the commercial, it says, warning, this pill may make you drowsy, riddled with anxiety, and deeply depressed.
Way to kill the mood.
That's the part you need to listen to, because that's the part that doesn't help them make the sale.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Well, in dating, you have to listen to the part that someone's telling you that doesn't help them make the sale.
No sale!
If what they're saying is undesirable and is difficult for them to say, but they went to the effort of saying it anyway, those words you can trust to be true.
I respect that.
Now to the new star entering the late night world, or in his case, not too late night, Elmo, the monster host taking time out of his busy schedule to answer some questions from me, and of course, my 5-year-old son, Macklin.
Elmo!
Elmo, what's it like hosting your own show?
What's it like? Oh, it's really fun! Yeah, Elmo gets to meet lots of different people and ask
asking lots of questions.
What are your favorite guests on your show?
Ah, let's see. We got the Jonas Brothers. Oh, wait, Elmo likes Mr. Jimmy Fallon, Brooklyn Friends.
And today, Elmo welcomes dad of two, Jason Sudeikis, and mom of three, Sierra, on the season finale of the Not Too Late show on HBO Max.
I just love visiting your show.
Elmo, is Sesame Street still up?
Yep, Sesame Street is still there. Yep.
I thought that broke down.
Nothing can stop Sesame Street.
Tell him a joke. Go ahead, tell him a joke.
Why did the bird fly out your house?
Why?
Because it wanted to eat a cookie.
What has two thumbs and is super excited right now? This guy!
Well, Elmo, when quarantine is over, I'll send you a card and it will say, Elmo, you're the best talk show hoster.
Thank you so much. And Elmo's going to send a card back to you. But thank you very much. It was nice to meet you.
Written and drawn like only a five-year-old could, Elmo. And that says Macklin Talk Show. All right, coming up next, this year's MTV VMA host revealed.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Just 24 more days until the 2020 MTV Video Music Awards, and today they announced that the beautiful and talented Keke Palmer will be hosting the show. She was one of our fashion favorites at last year's show.
I feel amazing about this dress is that it is not comfortable to sit in. It looks great, but all these little beads poke your butt.
Keke broke the news to her Nickelodeon alter ego, True Jackson.
I'm hosting the MTV Video Music Awards. Girl, you good?
You may also know Keke as one third of Strahan, Sarah, and Keke, and one of J-Lo's hustlers on the big screen.
I got the red bottoms! Yes, girl!
The 2020 MTV VMAs will air Sunday, August 30th, of course, on MTV. And congratulations, Keke. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.